بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد، تحل علينا نعمته وبركته الآن وكل دهر الدور كلها أمين. اليوم العاشر من شهر كيهك المبارك أحسن الله استقباله أعاده علينا عليكم وأنتم في هدوء واطمئنان مغفور الخطايا والزلات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أخوتي أمين. On this day the body of Saint Severus, Archbishop of Antioch, was relocated to the Zugag Monastery. This holy man departed in the city of Sakha at the house of a righteous wealthy man called Dorotheus, where he was heading. Dorotheus sent the body in a ship with trustworthy men to the Zugag Monastery located to the west of the city of Alexandria. He commanded them not to enter the bay, but to use the lake until they came to the shore. When they came to Cartessa facing north, they sailed toward the west, but they did not find water deep enough to sail their ship, and the crew was saddened and worried. God, the lover of man, who had saved the children of Israel from their enemies and opened up a way for them in the Red Sea and made them pass over, this same God preserved the body of Saint Severus from those who hated him. God made manifest this miracle. He made the ship sail in shallow water for 6 miles until they arrived to the shore. From there, they took the body of the saint, carried to the Zugag Monastery, and laid it in the place which Dorotheus had built for it. There was great joy in the city of Alexandria, and God worked great signs and wonders through the body of his saint of Severus. God honored Saint Severus after his death even more than during his life. His blessing be with us. Amen. On this day also, the righteous Saint Nicholas, Bishop of Mora, departed. He was from the city of Mora. His father's name was Epiphanius, and the name of his mother was Tuna. They were rich as well as good as God-fearing people. They had no children to bring joy to their hearts and to inherit their wealth after their death. They remained without son until they grew old, and they were involved with despair. God had pity on them and gave them this sin. He was filled with the divine grace since his young age. When he reached the school age, he demonstrated through intelligence and knowledge that he learned far more from the Holy Spirit than he did from his teachers. He learned all the doctrines and the teachings of the church since his young age and was ordained a deacon. Then he became a monk in a monastery wherein his cousin was the abbot. He lived an ascetic and a righteous life. He was ordained a priest when he was 19 years old. God gave him the gift of work, signs and wonders, and to heal the sick. Saint Nicholas is too illustrious to describe all the signs that were performed by his hands, but an example of his good deeds and benevolent work follows. There was a very rich man in the city of Mora who lost all his wealth, and he had 3 daughters who had passed the age of marriage, and he could not marry them because of his poverty. Satan tempted the man to think that he should make his daughters live in sin, so that they might get their food by means of fornication. God revealed to Saint Nicholas the thoughts which were in this man's head, and what he intended to do. Saint Nicholas took 100 dinars of his father's money and tied it up in his sack. During the night, secretly and without anyone seeing him, he threw the money into the window of that poor man's house. When the man found the gold, he was astonished and rejoiced exceedingly and was able to give his eldest daughter away in marriage. During another night, the saint threw another 100 dinars into the man's house, and the man was able to give his second daughter away in marriage. The man wanted to know who this charitable person was. The third time, when the saint threw the gold into the house, the man was watching, and immediately when he felt the drop of the sack, he ran out of his house to see who was throwing the gold to him. He found the kind Bishop St. Nicholas, and the man bowed down at his feet and paid him great homage and thanked him because he saved his daughters from poverty and from a life of sin. The saint refused to accept any thanks and asked them to thank the Lord who put this thought in his heart. St. Nicholas drove out the devil and his angel from people. He healed many sick people, and he blessed little bread to satisfy many people with much more left over. Before being selected bishop, he saw in a vision a great throne and a magnificent vestment placed on it. And a man said to him, "Put on this vestment and sit on this throne." Another night, he saw Our Lady St. Mary giving him the vestment of the priesthood, and our Lord Jesus Christ gave him the gospel. When the Bishop of Mora departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to the Archbishop and told him the one who was chosen for this rank was Nicholas, and described his virtues to him. When he woke up, he told the bishop what he had seen, and they all believed that vision. They knew that it was from the Lord Jesus Christ. They took St. Nicholas and made him bishop over the city of Mora. Shortly thereafter, Diocletianus reigned and incited the pagan worship. When Diocletian arrested many of the believers, he heard about this saint. He seized him and tortured him severely for many years. The Lord Christ strengthened him, protected him, and raised him whole from all these tortures, so that he might become a mighty branch of the tree of faith. When Diocletian was tired of torturing him, he cast him into prison. St. Nicholas wrote to his congregation from prison to teach, encourage, and confirm them in the faith. He remained in prison until God purged Diocletian and established the reign of Constantine the Just. Constantine brought out all the confessors from prison. Among them was St. Nicholas, who returned to his city. When the Council of Nicaea convened in the year 325 to judge Arius, he was one of the 318 fathers assembled there. Having finished his course and guarded his flock, he departed to be with the Lord. He sat on the episcopal throne for more than 40 years, and all the days of his life were about 80 years. His prayers be with us, and the glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Just to tell you that Nicholas is Santa Claus, is Father Christmas. And Santa Claus, which the people remember every Christmas, just to exchange the gifts on the Christmas, was initially this great saint who used to help the poor. So the main goal of the message of Santa Claus changed, unfortunately, from just giving the poor and the needy and those who are in extremely in need to just to exchange one another gifts. I hope that you also recognize the importance of giving to remember this great life of this great saint, Saint Nicholas, the confessor, because he was considered confessor because of the passions that he bore, but he was not martyred. Glory be to him, to the God, and also we need his intercession. Axios.